how are you doing? And later on, switch on the TV. They give me a news, they give half-truths to me. They give us wise, they feed us lies. How are we doing?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Educate, they fabricate. And we sit back till it's
too late. The Radio Avenger.
Uncensored Radio Free America.
Rick Adams is on.
Yes, good evening. Good evening. And it is a good, great evening tonight, ladies and gentlemen, on this Monday night edition of the program. And it is Uncensored Radio Free America. Thank God, and certainly be thanks to RBN, Republic Broadcasting Network, one of the few of all of the media that you can honestly and truthfully say amen to when it comes to being able to bring out the, shall we say, the clear, transparent, see-through glasses that you'll need to see through the darkness of the hour. You can take off the dark glasses, you can take off the rose-colored glasses, and now you can look at the world in an entirely different perspective. And that's what I'm doing. I was just telling a friend today, a very good man, a very good friend, who is most of the time in perfect agreement with me. And today was no exception. I was telling him that looking at the whole world, just in the last century, looking at how we have been lied to, we, not just here in the United States, but the people of the entire world have been lied to time and time and time and time again. And you know, I said it proves the efficacy of the scriptures. It proves exactly that there is nothing new under the sun. The same today and yesterday, so it was thousands of years ago in all of the past and now deceased civilizations. Politicians were just as evil and corrupt and vile and perverted and demagogic as they are today. The media were just as corrupt and vile and demagogic and perverted as they are today. People were just as corrupt and demagogic and vile and perverted as they are today. No, there is nothing new under the sun, ladies and gentlemen. It was the same then as it is today. And I marveled at that. I said, just in our lifetime, when I'm only, you know, a half century old or so, but looking back before my time, and reading the true history books that have not been colored or doctored by bias or those that control the printing press, I realize the efficacy of that scripture. My goodness, how stupid and how dumb and how blind people have always been. And that's what makes a success for those that would lead them over the edge and into the abyss. And that's what I'd like to talk about. I'd like to talk about how Rick Adams is a terrorist. Maybe you can join me. We'll all be terrorists tonight. When I come back, right after these messages, right here on the Republic Broadcasting Network with Rick Adams, the Paul Revere of Talk Radio.
Attention RBN listeners who have trouble sleeping. If you have tried everything and still have serious problems getting a good night's sleep, then this message is going to be the single most important one you'll ever hear. And here's why. 77 RBN listeners are needed immediately to test a new alternative method of falling asleep fast. And the best part is, this new sleep system produces dramatic results when everything else has failed, including prescription sleeping pills. You see, it works in a whole new way, utilizing special sleep frequencies to almost command your brain to fall asleep fast. And it's easy to use. Yet, because the rules governing medicine in the U.S., no health or healing claims can be made for the sleep system. However, it's still legal to own this new high-speed sleep generator, and 77 RBN listeners are invited to use this system first, before the general public. So, if you're really having trouble falling asleep, simply go to www.highspeedsleep.com. That's highspeedsleep.com, or call 877-327-0365 and tell the operator you listen to RBN. Again, that's 877-327-0365.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains six DVDs that contain 10 different programs, two books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
What have you done? Thousands of years of building and rebuilding, creating and recreating so you can let it crumble to dust. A million years. The sensitive men dying for their dreams. For what? So you can swim and dance and play.
Okay, well, we are back, ladies and gentlemen. And Rick Adams, the terrorist, is here tonight with you. I would hope that you, too, would be a terrorist. Now, why am I a terrorist? Come on. Well, it's a very simple reason. I was catching some of what the Iranian president, Mahmoud Ahmadinejad, had to say today as he spoke, and as he spoke at Columbia University. And I'd like to read to you the AP report of what he said. And then I'll let you figure it out. Why is Rick Adams a terrorist? Well, they say Iranian President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad questioned the official version of the September 11 attacks on America. Oh boy, I'm in that league. I'm in his league. I must be a terrorist. But he didn't stop there. Then he defended the right to cast doubt on the Holocaust. In a very tense appearance, Monday, today, at Columbia. Now, the president of Columbia University, of course, made many accusations. And I guess he has a right, maybe, to make accusations. I guess if Ahmadinejad has a right to question the fables of history, then I suppose the president, Mr. Bollinger, has a right to accuse him of doing some horrible things. Now, I guess the only thing they haven't yet accused Ahmadinejad of doing is being a clone of another man who served in Hitler's army and who, by some unfortunate set of circumstances, managed to kill 5.5 million Jews. But I'm not holding my breath that they won't. Shall I continue? Now, the president of Colombia, Lee Bollinger, and audience members took Ahmadinejad to task over Iran's human rights record and its foreign policy, as well as Ahmadinejad's statements denying, quote, the Holocaust, and calling for the disappearance of Israel. See, now, I thought he said that he's called for the total and complete wiping out of Israel. Now they're using the word disappearance of Israel. Well, I suppose just as quickly as Israel appeared on the scene in 1948, it will vanish from the scene at some point in the not-too-distant future. However, it won't be Mr. Ahmadinejad that has anything to do with it. It will be a far greater force. I can assure you of that. Ahmadinejad smiled at first, but appeared increasingly agitated. One could only wonder why. Decrying the insults, as he put it, and unfriendly treatment that he received. Well, you know, when you walk into the den of lions, you don't expect to be licked by a few pussycats, now do you? Bollinger said that Ahmadinejad's denial of the Holocaust might fool the illiterate, he claimed, and ignorant. When you come to a place like this, it makes you simply ridiculous, Bollinger said. The truth is that the Holocaust is the most documented event in human history. Now, can you imagine a man making that statement? A Holocaust that purportedly happened 60-something years ago, nearly 70 years ago, is more documented, he says, than all of the events of history prior to and subsequent to that event. Which means, in his lexicon, that it is even more documented than the Cambodian Holocaust. It is even more documented than the Holocaust which Eisenhower, Truman, and Churchill perpetrated in Germany itself, where over 8 million Germans alone were killed and starved to death. It's even more documented than all of the slaughter and genocide that Mao Zedong and his gang of criminals perpetrated against a captive Chinese population. And yes, it's even more documented than what we see now and have seen as an historical truth about Palestinian Holocausts that have been happening since 1947 and prior. And I continue with this piece. Ahmadinejad rose also to applause, and after a religious invocation said Bollinger's opening statement was an insult to information and the knowledge of the audience here. There were many insults and claims that were incorrect, regrettably, Ahmadinejad said, accusing Bollinger of falling under the influence of the hostile U.S. press and politicians. No. Come on now. Can't be serious, can you? And he should not begin by being affected by this unfriendly treatment. Bollinger was strongly criticized for inviting Ahmadinejad to speak at Columbia. The Iranian president was in New York in advance of his address to the UN on Tuesday, tomorrow. Bollinger had promised tough questions in his introduction to Ahmadinejad's talk, but the strident and personal nature of his attack on the president of Iran was quite startling. Even the AP noted that. And we know who controls the AP. Well, Bollinger described Ahmadinejad as having a, quote, fanatical mindset, unquote, for making statements like wanting Israel to be wiped off the map. Here we go again. Do you plan on wiping us off the map too? Bollinger asked. Also asking questions about allegations that Iran was supplying insurgents in Iraq. Can you tell them and us why Iran is fighting a proxy war in Iraq? Ahmadinejad responded to boos and cheers that Iran is a peace-loving nation. Mm-hmm. We love all nations. We are friends with the Jewish people, he said. Ahmadinejad did not address all of Bollinger's accusations and directly, and instead launching into a long religious discussion laced with quotes with the Quran before turning to criticism of the Bush administration and past American governments. Suzanne Maloney, a foreign policy fellow at the Brookings Institution, said, Ahmadinejad's softer tone on Israel in this speech may reflect backlash in his own country. There has been widespread commentary in Iran, even on the far right, that Ahmadinejad's position on Israel has hurt the country's diplomatic relationships, said Maloney. The fact that he was frankly unwilling to go as far as he has in the past suggests there may have been some consequences for him at home. During a question-and-answer session, Ahmadinejad appeared tense and unsmiling, in contrast to more relaxed interviews and appearances earlier in the day. In response to one audience member, Ahmadinejad denied that he was questioning the existence of the Holocaust. Granted, this happened. What does it have to do with the Palestinian people? He asked. But then he said he was defending the rights of European scholars, an apparent reference to a quote, now this is the AP speaking, small number who have been prosecuted under national laws for denying or minimizing the Holocaust. He reiterated his desire to visit Ground Zero to express sympathy with the victims of the September 11th attacks, but then appeared to question whether Al-Qaeda was responsible. Mike, now, can you imagine? Ladies and gentlemen, he's a terrorist. Questioning this government in Washington? Questioning the media? Questioning political potentates and college university presidents? And even worse, questioning that most historically documented event of all time, the Holocaust. Why, I don't think I can go on. I just don't think I can continue. I got to take a break. But when I come back, I will continue, Lord willing, and then I'll have you judge whether Rick Adams is another Ahmadinejad, who is another Hitler, who is another Jesus, who castigated those poor and kindly innocent Jewish scribes and Pharisees. We'll be right back with more. Stay tuned.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Introducing the new Blueprint Water Unit. This one-of-a-kind water technology uses natural frequencies to clean harmful toxins from your drinking water. We start with one of the best four-stage reverse osmosis systems. Then we retrofit the Blueprint Water System with twin vortices. This primary technology is designed to clear harmful water memory. We then imprint Blueprint frequencies harmonic to the human body. This is the only known living water recreated by live essence infusion. According to reports from users, the water helps balance the body's internal pH. Others have said the water has helped promote weight loss through detoxification. This water is so good, your body begins to crave its healthy input. For more information, call Natural Solution toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625.
Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist unjust war. It is an established historical fact that the Vatican has publicly stated that the Iraqi war is an unjust war. However, it miserably failed to tell its Catholic soldiers that it is a mortal sin to attack Iraq. The Protestant ministers in unison should take the logical step of telling their soldiers that it is a serious offense against God to participate in this unjust war. However, if enough Protestant ministers do not take this logical step, then the lay Catholics and Protestants have a serious obligation to demand of their clergy to take this logical step publicly. Personally, I am doing all that I can to stop the continuation of the murder, carnage, and suffering that is being committed against the innocent people of Iraq in this terrible, unjust war. For additional facts regarding this grave matter, order the lecture by Father John Martinez entitled WW3 Can Still Be Prevented. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for more information and ordering.
The war between the East and West, which is now in its 326th year, has at last come to an end.
Unlike the Holocaust. All right. I thought you were going to say that the Holocaust had come to an end, but I guess not. Anyway, I'm reading to you, ladies and gentlemen, from the AP account of Mr. Ahmadinejad's address here in New York. And, of course, Columbia University in particular, and the president of the university, of course, has demonstrated that he is under tremendous pressure and tremendous, shall we say, extortion, if I may use the word, to fess up and do everything he can to grill Mr. Ahmadinejad, almost as if he were grilling him as an attorney representing the prosecution in a Nuremberg type of ridiculous trial, accusing him virtually of everything from wife beating or wives beating, polygamy, rape, and yes, the greatest crime of all, not murder, not genocide, but denying the Holocaust. Now, he was asked about executions of homosexuals in Iran. And he said the judiciary system executed violent criminals and high-level drug dealers. Ooh, I guess George Bush ought to watch out, huh? Comparing them to microbes eliminated through medical treatment. Pressed specifically about punishment of homosexuals, he said, In Iran, we don't have homosexuals like in your country. While the audience laughed derisively, he continued, In Iran, we do not have this phenomenon. I don't know who's told you that we have it. Very interesting. And that's how they ended the views of the Associated Press and its view in this particular segment of this report. Now, of course, they go on and on in other reports, and I don't want to take all night to read it to you, but suffice it to say, I think, that what you just heard now is not only an indictment of Mr. Ahmadinejad, but I think you'll have to admit it's a very heavy indictment on me, Rick Adams, Radio Avenger, because Rick Adams and Mahmoud Ahmadinejad see eye to eye in almost every respect. What more evidence could you ask for, ladies and gentlemen, than that this man, Rick Adams, RBN talk host, is guilty of crimes that are beyond comprehension, that are beyond any imaginable crimes ever perpetrated prior to the 1930s and 40s. Absolutely incredible, but true. And Mr. Giuliani, criticizing Ahmadinejad, certainly would not waste a minute in criticizing Rick Adams and demanding that he be pulled off the air. Because after all, unlike Iran, we are not a dictatorship. We are a free nation. We are free to question the gospel account of Jesus Christ. We are free to question whether Jesus was even a good man. We are free to deride and scorn and smear Jesus, even in urine, with a crucifix in a vat. We are free to do all of those things. And that's what makes us a free nation. And that's what makes Iran a terrorist nation. So anyone like Mr. Ahmadinejad, who questions their government in Washington, who questions the Bush administration and the Cheney government, which is apart from the United States government, as you recall, not part of the executive branch, who questions the official 9/11 report, who questions the media and its loyalties and its objectivities, and worse off, who questions the most documented historical event in the very history of the globe, just as documented as is, quote, global warming, undoubtedly, the Holocaust. So now you have it, ladies and gentlemen. I plead guilty. Rick Adams, ready to go to Jerusalem and ready to pay the ultimate price, to lose his head and his life. But unlike the president of Columbia University, to save his soul. Oh, my. Oh, my. Any comments, ladies and gentlemen? 800-313-9443 is the number. We have much more to come tonight on this open forum. Stay tuned with Rick Adams, the Paul Revere of talk radio, only here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Come to republicbroadcasting.org and support free speech by supporting RBN. Be right back.
Hitting them pretty hard and knocking them right out of the park. Rick Adams is on. Right on. On base, on point, on RBNLive.com.
That was a quick break, huh? How do you like that, John? All right. Are we back? Good, good. Well, let's go right to the phones. I love those quick breaks. Okay, let's take a call. First, we have Jim in Texas. Long time no speak. Jim, how are you?
Rick, how you doing tonight?
Oh, I'm doing fantastic, especially on my way to my execution now.
You are guilty of the worst crime in the history of humanity, okay? Attila the Hun and all these other people pale in comparison to what you've done.
Oh, I know.
You've denied the Holocaust.
That's undeniable.
That's the worst crime imaginable. And to get back to the original premise of your show, there's only one other thing, one other crime that's more documented than the Holocaust, and that is O.J.'s innocence, okay? Because there is absolutely no evidence whatsoever tying him to that crime. None.
Well, that may be more believable than anything else.
Hey,
certainly
if
more than the Holocaust.
People believe the Holocaust, they'll believe anything, Rick. You know that.
I know.
When you tell people...
You know what's so funny, Jim, is that they toss these terms around, like the Holocaust, quote-unquote, and, you know... I mean, without even getting into what that means, just the fact that they make it sound like this unique experience, the Holocaust, is indeed an evidence of a racist agenda that needs to be exposed. And when you expose it, you're going to be called a racist, the very thing that you're exposing. Holocaust is a unique experience, and don't any one of you out there think that the crimes that were committed against you, particularly by Zionists and the like, communists and so forth, should outweigh or even come close to what we innocent folk have experienced.
Rick,
pure racism, you see.
I have the perfect answer what Ahmadinejad should have said when he asked him that question. He should have said, the problem isn't that I don't believe in the Holocaust. The problem is that you do. That's should have been his answer.
Well, I would have said, first of all, which Holocaust are you referring to? And what do you mean by Holocaust? Yeah, I agree that some things happened in World War I and World War II. There's no question about that. People were killed and genocide was committed. But that's a far cry from saying what these outlandish people have said in the past and are saying even now, repeating stories that have already been totally refuted and disproven, such as the soap and the wax
and the lampshades.
Well, there you go, the lampshades, and also the crematoria at Dachau, which, of course, they admitted, they took the sign down, said that they couldn't document it, but very quietly removed the sign over the exhibit. You know, these sorts of things are just a few of the many incongruities, not to mention the total contradiction with the Jewish Encyclopedia itself, the Jewish World Almanac, and all of the population figures that were given prior to, during, and after World War II. So, you know, you have to really say, hey, If in fact they'll lie to you about something that recent in history, what else will they lie to you about? The so-called scholars that are in the majority, what else will they lie about? Will they lie about Iraq? Will they lie about 9/11? Will they lie about anything?
Rick, the 1938 Jewish, this is from their sources, Jewish World Almanac, the 1938 census was somewhere in the vicinity of 16 million Jews. The 1948 census was within 200,000 of the 1938 census.
Well,
where did the 6 million come from?
The population actually had increased, if you actually observe.
Well, actually, it increased by a couple hundred thousand, but where did the 6 million go? I mean, you have to factor in, of course, the normal death rates in a 10-year period, but you don't increase your population because their population today in the world is somewhere in the vicinity of 16 million, same as it was then.
Well, not only that, but, you know, I mean, I don't even want to get into the whole Holocaust thing, because we could go on for days, weeks, and months just questioning the statistics and disproving much of what has been said. No one disputes the idea that people have been killed in camps, these camps that, of course, were prisoner of war camps, but how they suddenly got transformed into an event that happened so quickly over such a span of time while the war was going on and while the Germans were taking a licking from the Americans and the Brits is just totally fathomless. It is just mind-boggling. And so when you question people like the president of Colombia and say, let's sit down now and examine the facts, they don't want to sit down and examine the facts. They'd rather call names. And, hey, calling names is fine and dandy with me.
But if you
can't do any more than call a name, then what good is your argumentation? What good is your argumentation if you will not sit down and debate the issue?
As H.L. Mencken said many, many years ago, of what value is your opinion if you're not entitled to hold the opposite?
Well, they don't believe in that. There's only one truth, one opinion, and one consensus.
Rick, I was watching the news, just inadvertently watching the news today, between 3 and 4 o'clock, switching back and forth between Fox and MSNBC, and they were talking about Ahmadinejad, of course. Mm-hmm. And I must have heard at least 20 times on each station that they asked the question, how can you deny the Holocaust? What is this, some kind of modern religion? You can't deny the Holocaust?
Yes, it has taken on all the characteristics of a cult worship.
They've done it with vehemence in their voice. How can you deny the Holocaust? You're talking about my paycheck. You know, you can't deny that, because if I would say, hey, you might have a point there, my paycheck's gone.
Lining up to prove their allegiance to you-know-who, and you're right, that check, it better come. I've got a mortgage to pay.
And then I've seen on the Internet here today about the Bill Maher clip where what's his name, the Scheuer, I don't know if you've seen it or not. The guy who was in charge at the time of the tracking Bin Laden, and he told Bill Maher, who's a Jew, of course, as you well know. He told him, you know, Israel isn't worth one American life or one American dollar. And I thought Maher was going to have a heart attack.
Mm-hmm.
I swear. I mean, he was dumbfounded. He was speechless.
Well, it's interesting that they've made this state of Israel such an object of worship as well as the Holocaust, because the two go hand in glove, and that in doing so, Jim, what the media elite have had to do is relegate all real genocides throughout history and genocide that is being committed right now to a back-of-the-bus status, and you know what
right.
that means.
In order to relegate it, they have to relegate Attila the Hun and Genghis Khan as humanitarians.
Well, I mean, let's just take the greatest mass murderers of the 20th century, Joe Stalin and Mao Zedong. Between the two of them, over 125 million people perished. That is documented, and that certainly has been proven beyond any shadow of a doubt. And the Senate Investigating Committee proved it itself in its reports, The Human Cost of Communism.
Rick, that pales in comparison to anybody who would deny the Holocaust.
Well,
I mean, these crimes are misdemeanors compared to denying the Holocaust.
I understand that, but now you have to ask yourself, any reasonable and rational person, but again, I know there aren't many left, would have to ask himself, why? Why should it be even a crime to deny something like the Holocaust? What is it about the Holocaust that is so important to
sacrosanct,
the point where it's more important than anything else?
I believe the word is sacrosanct. But if, Rick, tomorrow you and I would hold a press conference and deny that there was such a thing as the Franco-Prussian War, who would care? Who would say, well, you know, these guys are idiots.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they wouldn't care. And they'd say, well, they got a right to deny there was a Franco-Prussian War, but you don't have a right to deny the Holocaust.
And again, I ask the question, why is that the case?
And nobody will ever ask that on the news media, because if they did, they'd be out of a job within 3 seconds.
Well,
they cut them off and
missed. Jim, as I've made pretty evident tonight, I am a terrorist, and now it sounds pretty apparent to me that you are a terrorist as well.
At least a cohort, Rick.
You are more than a cohort. You are a co-conspirator and worthy of the same death sentence that I shall receive.
Well,
Jim,
all I can say,
I will
Rick,
see you in the death camps.
Bring it on, Rick, is all I can say.
All right. Thank you, Jim.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Good night. All right. 800-313-9443 is the number. I believe Ernie is next in Virginia. Hello, Ernie.
Hello, Rick. I do not find you guilty.
Why?
Because under God's inherent rights of the pursuit of life, liberty, and happiness, and freedom of speech, you have the freedom to express your views with no fear or consequence of any man or government on this planet. God,
you've been reading Alice in Wonderland again.
Oh, yes. I've been reading Alice in Wonderland, but I really believe that in freedom of speech, and what we're talking about tonight is not as important as what we're facing right now, and that is the potential loss of our freedom of speech through this hate crime legislation.
That's it.
And we need to again emphasize the importance of your listeners to continue mm-hmm. to call the mm-hmm. U.S. Senate
yes.
and urge them to vote against the hate crime legislation. Because what we're talking about with this focus and attacking the leader of Iran and what he has to say, or does he have the right to say? Yes, he has the right to express his views and to come to this country. And we should show respect to any leader of any country. And if we truly believe in freedom of speech, we allow anyone to speak in this country and not attack them and viciously. And I think probably when he returns to Iran, his view of America will be even less. And how do you think the Iranian people will react to this vicious attack?
Ernie, I guess they're all a bunch of terrorists there, aren't they? They're all alike, aren't they?
Well,
I mean, they're all kind of dark-looking, and they look funny, and they seem to be like little, you know, Hitlers all dressed up in uniforms and ready to march into New York like Hitler and all the rest of these evil people in history.
But you have to look at what's going to take place this week, too, at the U.N.
Uh-huh.
We have an important vote coming up mm-hmm. on September 27th on the U.N. Convention on the Law of the Sea
Treaty. But that's in the Congress, not at the U.N.
Oh, yes, but
right.
The U.N. is meeting tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
There is a committee, the group of 77 or the group of 130, that has jurisdiction over this Law of the Sea Treaty. This is a big thing besides global warming and what they can do on the planet for more control. At the very same time, we're criticizing the leader of Iran. Not only is our freedom of speech being attacked, but our national sovereignty is being compromised to the U.N. And the U.N. is being given more of a platform with all the leaders gathering and so forth. And where is the focus on our country's demise, our freedom of speech, and our lost sovereignty?
Now, you got to understand, Ernie, America can go. Central America, North America, Canada, Mexico, the whole world is unimportant except one nation. And that one nation is Israel. And that is what is abundant in all of these so-called media reports, isn't it, huh?
It's one world government control. That's what's important.
Well, and from Jerusalem.
Well, the Jewish people are being used, too. They're being manipulated.
Oh, yeah, but, you know, that doesn't, in any way absolve the fact that Scripture, again, is coming to light here, you see. Scripture is being implemented even as we speak about this. Now, prophecy is being unfolded before our very eyes because all power is going to be vested in this system that will emanate control from Jerusalem. And that's what it says in the Scripture. You see, isn't that fantastic that no wonder the whole world will lie down and give homage to and pay respect to this beast system? You see it lining up now? Do you see people in fear and trepidation saying, yeah, I better go along with what they tell me to say and what they tell me to think, because if I don't, I'm going to be dragged off, and I'm going to be taken in the middle of the night, and I'm going to be taken to a guillotine. Boy, you can see that lining up so perfectly. I think most people who understand Scripture can. You follow?
Oh, I follow, Rick, but
yes.
I still believe there are millions of freedom-loving Americans who see through this.
Yes.
And that's why Congress is held with such low esteem, 11% approval rating.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't buy the president's approval rating at all. And and watching TV the last couple of days here and there, I get the feeling that the panic is on, and there, this is another part of the deception. For example, Dr. Corsi talked about the Republicans' demise if they continue to ignore the North American Union and the open borders and illegal immigration. And illegal immigration, he credits with the loss of the 2006 Republican majority. And what we have is a backlash by the people. This is all, to me, deception, disinformation, shifting people away from the real agenda. But I think, personally, a good majority of the people see through this. But the problem is,
mm-hmm.
we have no third party, no viable third party.
We don't even have a second party, do we?
Well, well, that's true. We have two parties in name only, but
right.
one party running the whole show to our demise. Rick, I still believe that the people are seeing through this, despite the media play. They're panic-stricken.
Well, they are, and the evidence of that is, as the New American has just suggested this week, with the Ron Paul candidacy, for instance, that the Internet speaks louder than all of the controlled media put together. And that's an example of exactly what you're saying.
Yes, absolutely. And,
mm-hmm.
and Ron Paul is going to give them a tough time. We have no choice between Hillary and Giuliani. You're going to get the same outcome. Ron Paul is a threat to the whole establishment. It's up to us, the people, to get behind Ron Paul and make him a stronger candidate. Send him campaign dollars. Mm-hmm. Encourage him to continue to run. He's winning. He's winning in the change area of ideas.
Mm-hmm.
And he can turn the country back to our roots. We lost the past 100 years, Rick, with the undermining of the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, our sovereignty, our economic system, but we can change it by supporting Ron Paul.
But, Ernie, I hate to tell you this, but it sounds like you, too, are a terrorist. I mean, I hate to say this, but let's face it, you're talking like a terrorist, Ernie, according
I'm
to George
like
Bush in the media.
Freedom-loving, independent American.
Oh, then you are a terrorist. You see
that's the biggest threat to this one world government crowd. You
there
know
you
it, Rick.
Go. It all depends on how you define terrorist, huh?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
And we
like
know
how
who
you
the
define
real
Holocaust.
Terrorists are.
All right, Ernie, thank you so much for the call.
Thank you.
As always, wonderful and brilliant. And I'm going to repeat those numbers again for Congress, ladies and gentlemen, in the continuation of tonight's program, because I neglected to do it Friday night when I said I would, simply because we had so many calls and so much participation in the program. I want to take more calls in a little while at 800-313-9443. However, I did also want to add to the Associated Press account a couple of other points, and that is that even King George responded to Colombia's visit by Mr. Ahmadinejad, and George Bush did not like what he heard. George Bush attacked Mr. Ahmadinejad, and he attacked him terribly. My goodness, he was just totally outraged that we would even allow such freedom in a country which is supposed to be a free country under George Bush. And he even said that, well, of course, to Fox News, which is almost like the Jerusalem Post News of America, that if Bollinger considers Ahmadinejad's visit an educational experience for Colombia, I guess it's okay with me. But Mr. Bush expressed strong dismay that he would be invited and given a platform to say the things he's done, even to question 9/11 and the official government theories about that tragic loss of life. Well, other Americans went even further than George Bush. I hate to say Americans, but U.S. officials. Mitch McConnell, who's the Senate Republican leader, he said that there's a world of difference between not preventing Ahmadinejad from speaking and handing a megalomaniac a megaphone and a stage to use. Now, wait a minute. Sounds like he's describing the United States Senate, doesn't it? And then Joe Lieberman, he said he thought Colombia's invitation was a mistake because he comes literally with blood on his hands. Oh, I see. But Ariel Sharon never did. He never had the blood of Rachel Corrie or of the innocent Palestinians on his hands when he came here, did he, Mitch? No. And what about the Red Chinese butchers that have an open invitation to visit the White House? They don't have blood on their hands, do they? Do they, Mr. McConnell? Be right back with the circus. Rick Adams, Radio Avenger, only here on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Have you been at the front?
Front? What front?
Why, the war, of course.
What war? Good heavens. You mean you don't know we've been at war with Germany since 1914?
Well, I know it. I know it, and it continues right up to the present. Thousands of people jammed two blocks of 47th Street in New York to protest Mr. Ahmadinejad, and many of them were well paid, ladies and gentlemen, I can tell you. The speakers, most of them politicians and officials from Jewish organizations, proclaimed their support for Israel. Not the United States now, but for Israel, and criticized the Iranian leader for his remarks questioning, you guessed it, the Holocaust. Okay, let's see. So we had Representative City Council Speaker Christine Quinn, and they said we should not give a hate monger an open stage. Oh, I guess we should give a love monger, someone who's kosher approved, right? We can give the Red Chinese a wonderful opportunity to address American audiences, wine and dine at the White House, and sit down with Mitch McConnell and Joe Lieberman. And that is not hate, ladies and gentlemen. It is love. As William F. Buckley would say, I do germinate within the sea of tranquility. All right, let's take another call. 800-313-9443. And it is Henry in Connecticut. Hello, Henry.
Hello.
Hello.
Yes.
Yes, Henry.
Yes. I was going to say that I heard a thing, I think, of CNN or Fox or whatever, where a reporter was interviewing, how do you pronounce it now?
Ahmadinejad?
Ahmadinejad.
Yes.
Okay, now I want to make sure I pronounce it.
Just say
right.
Hitler. That's all.
Oh, yeah, right, yeah. Well, he's not, I'm going to tell you something, he's not stupid, because he told the reporter off when the reporter was trying to smear him, and he said that, you're just a reporter, and you're a columnist, you're a journalist, and you're just trying to, I forgot exactly word for word what he said, but here's what the reporter said. He said, well, why do you want to come here, you know, to New York, since the people don't want you here because a lot of people feel that because you're coming from an Islamic country sponsors or harbors terrorists or initiates terrorism, you create hostility. And he was telling him off that this reporter was just controlled and that he was just doing what he's told.
Mm-hmm.
And then, of course, they're switching around, and then I'm hearing the people protesting, and you talked about people protesting there. There were some young people protesting there, too, and I'm telling you, they were Jews. I heard the name Gardner. Oh, let me just fix this. Oh, boy. Okay. I heard the name Gardner, which is another Jewish name they use. So if you have even teenagers there, those were Jew teens.
Well, it was a well-orchestrated campaign by a vested interest.
Let me
ask you,
we can
all agree on that.
Was Dove Highkind there? You know,
well,
Dove,
I don't know.
Highkind.
He probably couldn't be there. He was too busy stealing secrets and bringing them to Israel.
Yeah, because, you know, he was protesting the Gator twins once before, talking about it's the same rhetoric. You're talking about a hater. The quoting that they're talking about protesting.
Now, wait a minute, Henry. Zionists don't hate. They love.
Yeah, that's true. They love.
They love.
That's
and the
true.
Only
and
ones
peace.
That hate are
right.
Nazis, Iranians, Arabs, and, of course, a handful of these Muslims. You've got to understand that. You've got to get with the program, Henry.
Yeah, that's true. And not only that, we are trying to defend ourselves against terrorists. You know, that's why they got to bulldoze all the homes and turn them, flatten them out.
Absolutely.
These filthy rats. I heard, by the way, there was
But
a
that's
gun.
Not terror. See, that is love.